Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You can now support Ghost Maps on Patreon. Simply look for We Are Huntu or click the link in the description. Ghost Maps. Entry 83. Da Nang, Vietnam.
My boy, Augustine says as he places a copy in front of me. Are you ready for my next story? Augustine is a retiree who has worked his whole life in the hotel industry. This evening, at a coffee shop in Clementi, he's telling me about three stories of the supernatural from over his more than 50-year career. The first was set in Singapore, and the second takes us further up north to Da Nang, in Vietnam. Augustine was there in the late 90s, working at an establishment that's since closed down.
Lovely city, he tells me, taking his seat. Lovely hotel to work in too.
He then adds, with a wink,
most of the time anyway.
I take that as my cue, switch my recorder back on, and once again, ask Augustine to start from the beginning. By 1999, Augustine had firmly established himself as a reliable and nimble worker. He had honed his skills to the point where he could almost predict a guest's request before they even asked.
It's all about observing and reading people, Augustine says. Everyone tells you so much about themselves, with everything that they consciously or subconsciously do. You just have to pay attention.
Since the mid-80s, he had worked at just two other hotels, both in Singapore. He would have been happy to stay at his last job, but in 1997, he received an offer to work in Da Nang as a senior shift manager that was just too enticing to pass up. It wasn't an easy decision though. He was married with two kids and didn't want to uproot his family's life.
So, I would work in Vietnam for a few months, come back to visit them for a couple of weeks, then head back up again, Augustine says.
The arrangement understandably took its toll on his marriage. And while they somehow managed to weather the storm, there were days when Augustine would feel particularly low. He would try not to let it show when dealing with guests, of course, but he knew that he wasn't operating at 100%. He'd go for one or two more smoke breaks than usual. He would be just a little bit more curt when dealing with his staff. And he'd feel physically and emotionally drained when he eventually got home to his empty apartment. It was during one of these low nights when a guest came to him looking absolutely terrified. The guest was a 40-year-old Australian named Bobby who was visiting Da Nang on business. Bobby had been having trouble sleeping since he arrived 3 nights earlier. On the surface, There was nothing about the room that would have caused this. The bed was comfortable. The amenities were pretty standard. There was even a sizable tub for Bobby to unwind in after work.
He told me that he felt like he was being watched,
Augustine says. Bobby tried to reason this away though. It was his worries about work that were really keeping him up, not some nebulously ominous feeling. He even started to believe that line of reasoning. Until this night. Bobby had arrived back at 8 p.m. that evening. It had been a particularly long day, and after not getting proper sleep for all of his trip so far, he was exhausted. He stood in his shower for a little while, his eyes closed as the water washed over him. He was too out of it to even soap himself up. And when he opened his eyes, however, he thought he saw something. A figure moving in the reflection of the bathroom's mirror. He stepped out of the shower to get a closer look. Nothing. His exhaustion, he felt, was beginning to take a serious toll on his state of mind. He toweled off and, without even bothering to order dinner, went to bed. At around 3 a.m., however, he woke up suddenly. That feeling that he was being watched was so strong now that he could no longer wave it off as stress. He hadn't opened his eyes yet. Part of him didn't want to. But then he heard breathing. Shallow, short breaths. And not just from one person, but from a few people all around him. He finally opened his eyes. Surrounding his bed were 5 or 6 men and women, all dressed in traditional Vietnamese attire. Their eyes were wide open, their lips parted slightly, as their shallow breaths seemed to grow louder. Around them was an eerie, pale blue glow. Bobby scrambled out of bed and rushed out of his room, screaming as he ran down the hall to the lift, which took him to the lobby and to Augustine.
I followed him back to his room and there was nothing there,
Augustine tells me. But Augustine knew better. He reassured Bobby that he believed him and transferred him to another room. After that, Bobby slept like a baby. Augustine, however, went home early that morning, feeling like he carried a heavy burden with him. There was that feeling of missing his family, of course. But something else was weighing on him too. As he opened the door to his apartment, he saw something moving quickly in the reflection of his living room mirror. Whatever it was, it seemed to be heading towards his bedroom. And as the dawn's early light shone through his apartment's windows, Augustine could have sworn he saw a faint hint of an unearthly blue glow emanating from his room.
I quickly called the local equivalent of a specialist in this sort of thing,
he says, still sounding proud of how much he had learned since his first encounter, more than 10 years earlier. The specialist arrived within the hour and spent an hour more in Augustine's bedroom with a door locked. Whatever had followed Augustine home never bothered him. Whether the specialist had removed the entity or ensured that Augustine was safe from it, he doesn't know. All he knew was that he couldn't be away from his family any longer.
My boss tried to get me to stay, he tells me, a bit of cockiness creeping into his tone. He offered me a raise and a promotion, but honestly, I don't think there was enough money in the whole world to keep me there.
Augustine served his 2-month notice, then headed home. His marriage, he tells me happily, grew stronger after that. He worked in 2 more hotels in Singapore over the next 10 years. He heard more stories about haunted rooms, but never encountered anything personally. But then, he received another offer to work overseas, this time in Hong Kong.
I was ready to turn the offer down. After everything we went through the last time, my wife, however, pointed out a key difference this time, Augustine says. My children were all grown up already by then, and my wife would have been happy to move to Hong Kong with me if the offer included a package for my spouse. But he tells me that story can wait till after we've ordered more drinks.
If you want to discover more of Southeast Asia's other side, subscribe now and follow us on social media. You can also be one of our supporters on Patreon. Look for We Are Huntu or click the links in the description. Ghost Maps is a Huntu production, created by Kyle Ong and Wayne Ray, with art direction by Jolene Lim, and recorded on Audio Technica mics.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.